Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Maya Kerr-Yoder from Iowa Mennonite School to talk about their service and learning term next week. This is part two of a two-part interview. And then after everything's said and done, the school's holding some type of open house to kind of show off what the students did. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Everyone in the community is invited to IMS April 5th. That's a Friday at 7, where we are going to showcase all of these experiences that the students are going to talk about what they've learned. We might even have an engine from the engine group, and they'll talk about everything there, the knowledge they gained. And the drama and music team will be performing at the end of that evening. So we'd love to see everyone in the community there at that event. And then you get to see that drama team perform. And my group and Sierra Cheney, the Spanish teachers group, is going to Puerto Rico, and we're connecting with a sister school there, learning and also doing some service work, some repairs still from the Hurricane Maria, and just getting to know a lot about Puerto Rico's history and how it is a part of our U.S. history, too.
And then just from an administrative side, what kind of work and preparation goes into putting all of this together?
A lot. There's a lot of work in preparation. So we start by, at least the process this year, we really wanted to get student input on what kinds of things have worked well in the past, what hasn't. Teachers are amazing. They spend hours planning and carefully, contacting people. Oh, and I forgot one group. I am so sorry. The one really great group is going to the Kansas City School for the Blind and Deaf and connecting with students there and learning what life is like being blind and deaf. So that will be a great group. But, yeah, all of these teachers put a lot of time into connecting, arranging for the stays, especially for travel groups, like where they're going to stay, what activities they'll be doing. And then we also spend time preparing students. So this past month, every Friday, we've added some time onto the end of the day to meet together. And if you're traveling, learning about the history of the area you're going, we also talk about what kind of attitude should be brought into a service experience. So we want to be really humble and open to learning and grateful, because a lot of the places we're connecting with, their folks have done a lot of work to prepare for us as well. So we do some community building in those times too. And so there's just so much work, and I'm so grateful for all of the IMS teachers who go above and beyond, because it really is, it's special to IMS. It's also, that also means that teachers have a special and added responsibility in preparing for it.
Awesome. And then when is the service and learning term?
Yeah, so the official dates are Monday, March 25th through Friday, March 29th. But as I mentioned before, some groups leave early. So my group flies out of Chicago the 23rd. We have a few other groups leaving early and coming back late. But the school week is just a few weeks away that we'll be going.
Awesome. Really great stuff. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go?
Anyone who does listen to the interview, we'd love to see you Friday night, April 5th at 7. These students have some amazing experiences, and to be able to share them with our community would mean a lot.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Maya Kerr-Yoder from Iowa Mennonite School. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.